Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the Back Row Fantasy Show with your hosts, Jeremy Barker, Aaron Arms, and Brian Hucks.
All right, so I have I've dove into fantasy football a little more than I thought I would. So gonna run you through some draft scenario stuff here. So my buddy Den Carter over at Real and Raw Sports, he asked me to get into a league with him, which new dynasty league, IDP, whole new cast of characters, whole new cast of team owners, which the reason I quit fantasy football before was like, it was getting kind of stale. We had a lot of friends that we'd been with for a long time that were doing the whole thing with us, and it was just getting long in the tooth. Fast forward a little bit, kind of getting the bug back again. I joined one dynasty league. I said I'd keep it to one. That hasn't been the case. So joined a new one and just wanted to give you a little update on it. So it's a half newbies. Like half of this league is nothing but newbies. I'm going to go through the picks with you, but a lot of these guys have never played IDP, never played dynasty, but they are doing a bang up job. This draft started yesterday, 16 teamer started yesterday, and we are already almost to round six, and we're talking 16 teams just banging it out. What time did it start yesterday? It started at 1:15 in the afternoon yesterday. So really chugging along. First pick was Justin Jefferson. I really don't have any qualms with that. That's fine. Bijan Robinson went second. That's not a bad pick by any means, but that is surprising. Bijan at number two. Jamar Chase went third. Again, no real complaints there. I had pick four. I went Christian McCaffrey. I wanted Chase or Jefferson, to be honest, but McCaffrey was a nice consolation prize. Risky pick still, in my opinion, but I feel like him on the 49ers is league-winning situation right there. Patrick Mahomes went fifth. Austin Ekeler went sixth. That's, I don't know about Ekeler. I mean, the points are there. I mean, if you're going to win a title this year, that might be a good pick. I don't know. Kenneth Walker the third went seventh, followed by Josh Jacobs at eight, Josh Allen at nine, Jonathan Taylor at 10. Good value there at 10. Jalen Hurts at 11. Who would have predicted that a few years ago? Travis Kelce at number 12. Joe Burrow, number 13. Jahmyr Gibbs at 14, rookie running backs, two of them in the first round of a full draft. Nick Chubb went 15, CeeDee Lamb 16. I'll just reel off some names. Second round, Garrett Wilson, Najee Harris, A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, Chris Olave, Stephon Diggs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Devontae Adams, Derrick Henry, Jalen Waddle. This league of newbies doing pretty good so far. No major head scratchers yet until you get to me at 213. This might be a head scratcher. It might not. But at 213, I went George Pickens. I didn't like what was left on the board. I wanted that alpha receiver upside. So I've never owned George Pickens, especially since I took, you know, a year off fantasy football.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Also, I figured I would just go for it. So took George Pickens at 213, followed by Justin Herbert, Devonta Smith, Ramondre Stevenson, T. Higgins, Travis Etienne, Tony Pollard. And then on the turn, I made this snake draft, by the way. I made another head scratcher, not a head scratcher, just like, you know, I wanted to do something a little different here. 304, I went Calvin Ridley again, landing back-to-back receivers that I think the sky is the limit on. I could have went DK Metcalf here. I could have went Breece Hall. Maybe I should have went Breece Hall, but the Dalvin Cook thing lingering and Breece Hall's injury lingering, I just don't trust it in running backs or not what they used to be, even though Breece Hall looks great. I thought Calvin Ridley would be a nice, fun pick there. So I've got McCaffrey, George Pickens, Calvin Ridley. We're going to skip on to my next picks just to give you an idea. I went a long ways between Calvin Ridley and my next pick since it's a snake draft and I had the fourth overall pick. But we get to pick 413 and the quarterbacks are thinning. Justin Fields had just went off the board. Trevor Lawrence a little before him, Lamar Jackson, those guys are gone. So the quarterback run I thought was going to start. It really didn't start, but I did take Tua Tagovailoa at 413. I just thought if for some reason his MMA training to keep his noggin fresh works and, you know, another year with Tyreek Hill, another year with Jaylen Waddle, the running backs are seriously good. Devin Achain, like there's some really good pieces there in Miami that Tua could take yet another leap, and he was on his way to an MVP style season already. So pick 413, was really happy about that. I was considering Cam Akers there, but I thought if I don't get Tua, I'm going to be left with Kirk Cousins or Geno Smith and being kind of forced into taking them and then having to reevaluate the quarterback position in a dynasty league not long after this season. So I thought Tua, I've got it. There's a chance for him to be long-term fix. You know, hopefully I can take a rookie later to pair with him, but I ended up getting Cam Akers on the turn, pick 504, Cam Akers. After him went DeAndre Hopkins, JK Dobbins, Christian Watson, Michael Pittman, DJ Moore. So I feel really good about landing Akers where I did. So to recap, my team so far, we'll just take it from top down as far as starters go. We got Tua Tagovailoa starting quarterback. We got Christian McCaffrey and Cam Akers starting running backs. George Pickens and Calvin Ridley starting wide receivers. And it is an IDP league, so I'll have to think about taking some defense at some point, but not right now. Right now, we're probably going to focus on just rounding out that offense with it, a receiver, maybe two, or a receiver and a tight end, but I don't know if there will be a tight end worth taking. So it looks like maybe receiver, receiver. I don't know. I probably shouldn't post this yet, but I probably will anyways. Or maybe I'm deflecting. Maybe I'm just, you know, maybe I won't go receiver. Maybe I'm going to go defense for the first time. I don't know. I'll keep you guys updated, though. Good draft so far. Newbies really taking it home. Picking, I have not been in a draft with this much urgency in quite some time. So I'm pretty happy that I decided to go ahead and add a second league, even though I said I wouldn't do that. But I felt the need to draft. We're close to the season. I knew it would be fun. Let's keep going. I'll keep you guys updated. But again, Tua, Cam Akers, Christian McCaffrey, George Pickens, Calvin Ridley. That's my starting five so far through five rounds. See you soon.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.